Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Charlotte and Philip Haynes Arts Gallery at Wake Forest has a new exhibition going on. The opening reception was yesterday afternoon, and the arts community is all abuzz about Of Paper, which will remain on display through October 7th. The Fine Arts Gallery engages and challenges viewers through a series of 6 to 8 exhibits of mostly contemporary art each year. New gallery director Paul Bright hopes to engage gallery goers and provide them with a direct experience with the artwork. Paul is an accomplished artist himself who's worked for years in museums, galleries, and as a freelance designer. After assistant directing the Haynes Gallery for 8 years, Paul's given plenty of thought to maximizing the wonderful viewing space in the Scales Fine Arts Center, and the Of Paper exhibition is a strong step in that direction. Artist and Winston-Salem State University professor Leo Morrissey's data mining exhibit is made up of incised and excavated books, watercolors, mail art, and other paper-related works. And Italian artist Delio Genai's Laboratory of Signs exhibit transforms architectural and decorative elements from the architecture in his native Pisa into dimensional paper structures.
I was just a little bit familiar with Leo's work, not greatly familiar. I knew Leo much better than his work. And just started talking about it a little bit, and he had a small show downtown a few years ago, and I saw the pieces, and again, not fully understanding them, but they were interesting objects, and I thought, well, you know, something could be done with that. And as I dug further into this project and looked at more of his work and started putting my thoughts down, it kind of blossomed. It's not just these book objects that he does, but there's this whole sort of layers of cycles of work that he's constantly putting out, and they all relate to one another. And that to me was kind of the big revelation, that this whole thing formed this sort of orbit around a nucleus. Mm. And that was what held it all together in the end, I think.
I'm one of those people that believes, like, I think the two most meaningless questions you can ask an artist is, what's it mean? And how long did it take you to do it?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
And it's taken me my entire life to get to that moment to make it. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. And, you know, when people write things about you, I mean, in a show context like this with a curator, there's a back and forth. And I mean, did he hit me dead on? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I know what dead on is for me. I mean, but, you know, my own stuff, I do talk about things like, you know, my interests are. I mean, I'm really interested in this personal notation of time. I mean, some of the work I do, and there'll be probably some examples in the show because they, you know, Paul did take some examples over of some of these found things that I find objects, I print them. I note date and time on my mail back to myself. I've done thousands and thousands of these. I mean, I write profiles on pieces of paper and write little words and cryptic little sentences and just date them and pile them in boxes. And it's interesting over time where, and I think it's telling of us as humans and our interest in narrative and our interest in story and our interest in who we are or who other people are, that, I mean, some of my work, I mean, I would have to say this. I mean, it's very minimal. I mean, it's visually, there's not a tremendous amount there at times. But when you start to line up a certain amount of it, day after day, date after day, you know, transition from place, I'm making note of this, and there's a consistency. I mean, it's been fascinating over the years how people have found that.
That's artist Leo Morrissey. His exhibit, Data Mining, is part of a dual exhibition going on at the Charlotte and Philip Haynes Art Gallery at Wake Forest University, titled Of Paper. His work is joined by Italian artist Delio Genai's exhibit Laboratory of Signs. My thanks to director Paul Bright, who has curated the exhibition, his first since taking over the reins as the new gallery director. Of Paper will remain on display through October 7th. It's in the Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake Forest University campus, and you'll find links on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.